mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is already the second day of April 2008, and we're coming in hot. We have Jesse the Mind Ventura, of course, naval veteran, professional wrestling champion, Hollywood movie star, governor of Minnesota, television host, best-selling author, and he's with us for the full hour today. Jesse Ventura, new book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, and we're going to get into the CIA visiting his office the first day he showed up at the Capitol. We're going to get into his wife finding a bug at their home. We're going to talk about his views on the JFK assassination. We're going to talk about will he ever run for president. We'll talk about the Patriot Act, the war, and a lot more in the next 60 minutes. Jesse Ventura, it's an honor to have you on, Governor.
Hi, Alex. Great to be here. And hi to everybody in Austin, Texas. You know, I got down there when Kinky was running for governor, and it's a beautiful part of Texas where you're at.
Yes, sir. Well, we're on in Austin, Texas, and San Diego, and Kansas City, a lot of other places, and it's great to have you on with us. We hope you'll come back and visit Kinky and Willie and a lot of others in the near future, sir. There's a lot to talk about in this short segment we've got. What do you think is most important about this book? I don't just say this when I have guests on. I couldn't put this book down. It's amazing.
Well, thank you. You know, I wrote the book. I now live in Mexico for half the year, and I got together with Dick Russell, a friend of mine down there who's a writer, and we put this book together. But I think the main thing that I want to stress and get across to people is that we do need a revolution in this country. And when I say revolution, that doesn't mean it has to be violence. You know, typically people think that, you know, like overthrowing the government of Cuba when Castro and Che Guevara did that with violence. But we can have a revolution without violence, and it's high time for it, Alex, because, I mean, my God, the Democrats and Republicans, we are now $9 trillion in debt. That is the national debt. And if they behave that way in the private sector, they'd be jailed and put in prison, you know, like Enron and WorldCom. And yet our media and all our pundits put them up on pedestals. They call them honorable, and the whole thing, and our history books will say how great they are, and they're selling our country out from right under our feet.
And that's why you say, don't start the revolution without me. And I agree, the most successful revolutions really aren't violent. Look at the Renaissance itself was a revolution of ideas and the printing press and free market. I see what we need to develop is something similar to the Renaissance, a rediscovery of liberty and freedom, and what Ron Paul has said, legalizing freedom.
Exactly. You know, Ron Paul was a very interesting candidate in the presidential race that the media really kind of pushed him off and didn't listen to what he had to say. And that's the sad part about it, because I found it very interesting when Bhutto was killed over in Pakistan, and all of the candidates went on with this big litany of what the United States should be doing and this and that and whatever. And it got to Ron Paul, and he said something to me that was the best answer. He simply said, isn't that Pakistan's business?
Absolutely. Well, you know, Ron Paul is still out there on the campaign trail. I mean, he's admitting he's not going to win, but he's there to inject real issues into the debate. That's why I wish you'd run, Jesse Ventura. In fact, I wish you'd run right now so we could at least inject real issues.
Well, you know, it was interesting. I did Larry King last night, and Larry started at the start of the show and asked a question. He said, how many people think Jesse Ventura should run for president? And I was astounded by the end of the show. It just floored me. I thought maybe if I got 50 or 60%, I'd be doing good. It was 85%, Alex. It was just mind-boggling.
Oh, there's incredible disenfranchisement with the major two parties, as you know. I mean, look at Congress with, depending on the poll, an 11 to 20% approval rating. Both parties are hated now.
Well, and they should be. As I said, they've put us so far in debt, I can't even fathom what $9 trillion is. Can you?
No, I can't. Jesse the Mind Ventura will be back in about 2 minutes on the other side of this quick break right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from 2-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He's got so many titles that I don't know which one to call him by, but we'll just go with Governor Ventura, Jesse DeMine Ventura, with us for the rest of the hour. This book is titled Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. I think it's a wonderful title, and it's in stores everywhere. Today, he's just launching his tour yesterday. We're honored to have him. But you could also call it the Adventures of Jesse Ventura, because it is quite a page turner, because you've had quite a full life. Why did you decide to write this particular style of book?
Well, first of all, you know, Alex, I want to explain, you know, I had 2 New York Times bestsellers before this book, and of course, they gave me huge front money to write that book, and it was interesting. I'll give you a little inside info. This book, we wrote it down in Mexico. We brought the full transcript back, Dick Russell and I. We were turned down by 24 publishers. And I already had 2 New York Times bestsellers. I found that pretty interesting.
You know, are you breaking that here? Because I did quite a bit of research for this interview, and I hadn't seen that.
Got my what out there?
No, I mean, is this the first time you've told this story?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, please.
We got turned down by 24, and finally Skyhorse, which is a small publishing company in New York, picked it up. But the good thing is we're with Norton Distribution, which is a huge distributor, and that's the key is once you get published, then you need to get it to a good distributor, and they're one of the biggest, so it'll be everywhere. But, you know, I wrote this book. I didn't take any big front money because I truly wanted this book out there. I didn't care about the money on this book. I wanted to tell my story. I wanted to tell about the things that happened when I was in office. Because, Alex, I don't know if certainly you read the book, so you know this. MSNBC, in essence, censored me. Because when I came out of office, I was the hottest commodity out there. I was the voice of the independent. The CNN wanted me, MSNBC wanted me, Fox News wanted me. I signed with MSNBC, and then essentially they wouldn't even put me on the air, and my contract stated that I couldn't do any news shows or I couldn't do any cable or satellite. And so I believe I was silenced on purpose.
Well, let's stop right there, Governor Ventura. This is all amazing bombshells that you're dropping on us. First, you've had two super New York Times bestsellers.
Right.
You've been the dark horse candidate of the people in Minnesota. You spurred Schwarzenegger to run and caused that whole phenomenon, and he's basically admitted it, seeing you have success. He went for it. You have this amazing history, Hollywood star, and you went to 20-plus publishers, and they said no, and you went to a new publisher that just fired up, in 2007, according to what I was reading on their site. I mean, that is a story of censorship alone and their fear of your message. But now we're learning, and yes, you do mention in the book, and of course, get into it, but there's so much of the book I'd forgotten about that MSNBC literally muzzled you and used that contract to block you from going anywhere else.
Exactly. They wouldn't put me on the air. And the reason for it was because I was opposed to the Iraq war before it started. If you think back, do you remember when Phil Donahue had that short-lived show on MSNBC?
They kicked him off. Yeah.
Well, Phil was the highest rated show they had. Have you ever, Alex, heard of a network pulling its highest rated show?
It's suicide.
Well, you don't do that, and yet they did it. You know, they pulled Phil, and then they wouldn't allow me on, and it was because Phil and I were both questioning the reasons why are we going into Iraq. If you believe 9/11 and what they told us, there wasn't one Iraqi even involved in it. Iraq did nothing to us.
Well, that's right. There are still some neocon followers of what I call fake conservative news shows that still believe Saddam was the one behind the attack when Bush and Cheney admit he had nothing to do with it and actually fought against the Wahhabists based in Saudi Arabia known as Al-Qaeda.
Well, I don't know if you can ever get Dick Cheney to admit that, and George Bush, but I know, you know, that they still like to refer back and try to tie the two together all the time somehow.
There are a few clips where they've had to admit it. One time Cheney was Almond Russert and had to admit it.
Oh, okay. You know, you probably watch more than I do because I'm living in Mexico now. And, you know, that's another subject that's interesting, Alex. You know, this whole situation with immigration. I mean, I live down with all these brown-skinned people down there, and I don't know about you and where you stand on it, but I don't believe the United States needs to be East Berlin.
Well, we have a Larry King clip. John, you've got that clip, don't you? Okay, well, we're going to play that coming up in a little while. But last night you said, hey, Lou Dobbs, what are you so afraid of? I live down, you know, in the middle of nowhere in Mexico, and these brown-skinned people are pretty nice.
They're very nice. I'll tell you, I have the time of my life down there. And, Alex, I live an hour from pavement and an hour from electricity.
Tell us about where you live.
Well, but trust me, I do have electricity. My house is completely solar. I'm off the grid, and I live off the sun.
No, but, I mean, I want to image your house in in my mind. What's it look like? Where is it?
It's beautiful. Well, I don't want to get you too close because I like
Don't
privacy.
Worry. I'm not going to come down there. I'm just saying I can picture you in this little jungle bungalow off the beach.
Well, trust me, it's not quite a jungle bungalow. It's three bedrooms, 3.5 baths with a casita in the back, a 2.5 car garage, my own swimming pool, and 40 of my own palm trees.
Sounds awesome. And so
it's
you just
great.
So what, you just go out and scuba dive and surf all day?
I scuba dive. I hang with the surfers. We've got a whole group of expatriates down there, surfers, who they work up in the United States for 6 months, and they save their money, and then they go down and live in the arroyos on little campsites and surf all the time, and they're marvelous people.
No, believe me, every day I dream about moving off to some tropical paradise. So you certainly are living the life. What, and so you're just coming back to the U.S., I guess, because you're so sick of seeing it turn into a police state?
Well, I come back every year. I should make mention. I live there 6 months, and then if you've ever been to Minnesota, I wouldn't wish a Minnesota winter on my worst enemy. Yeah, because they're brutal, and after living there my whole life, so I really live as the leaves are. If the leaves are out, I'm in Minnesota. If the leaves are gone, I'm in Mexico.
Well, this network, I'm based in Austin, but the network, Genesis Network, is based in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in a little area called Burnsville. I'm sure you know
sure.
it.
And, know it well, South and, Minneapolis.
And I've been up there, and let me tell you, for a Texas boy, I can't handle it when you breathe, and it feels like your teeth are going to fall out.
Oh, believe me, you don't even have to be a Texas boy. You're a Minnesota boy, and you get the same reaction.
let's go back to your first day as governor. You've just shocked the whole country, you know, coming from nowhere in the polls to winning handily as the first major independent governor. I guess there have been one more before you in Minnesota history. You come into office and you tell the story of 20-plus CIA agents in your office.
Well, actually, the accurate part of this is I was the second independent governor. Let's give credit to Governor
yes.
Angus King of Maine.
That's right.
Angus served one term ahead of me and did two terms in Maine. He was on his second term when I was doing my first. He just didn't get all the publicity that I got. But Angus proved invaluable to me because he had been there 4 years already and done that. And whenever we'd go to the National Governors Convention, on the second day out in Washington, all the Republican governors would meet in this building, all the Democratic governors would meet in this other building, and Angus and I would take a walk on Constitution Avenue and sit down on the park bench and have the independent governor's meeting. But anyway, the CIA story did not happen on my first day. It was about 3 weeks into it, and I got this request, we'll call it with quotes around it, to the bowels of the Capitol, basically to be interrogated by 23 members of the CIA, of which, you know, of course, they tried to say I was lying about it, but the CIA came out and admitted that it did happen.
In fact, now, I have NPR did an investigation of it in January of this year. CIA confirms Ventura meeting occurred. Also, the Minneapolis paper also confirmed it, and I have the quotes here. At first, they said, I don't recall any indication that the governor had a meeting with CIA agents. And then they went on to say, you know, we don't meet with state officials. Then they added, now that doesn't mean it didn't happen. And then others implied you were lying, but then they had to admit it. And then it has the quotes by the CIA liaison officers saying, well, yes, we like to meet with state officials, but we don't like to talk about it.
Well, I felt it needed to be talked about because as what happened in this meeting when I went down there, and bear in mind now I'm the governor. And they were very cordial. They were very formal. They treated me with great respect. Let me say that.
But they summoned you.
Yes. And, so, you know, being ex-military, you kind of figure when your country summons you, you better go down and talk to them. You know, I didn't realize fully yet the power that I had as governor. It was all very new to me. So I went down into the bowels of the Capitol, and there were like 23 of them in a big half-moon circle around me. And you know what the scary thing, Alex, about it was? They were your neighbors. And what I mean by that is you saw an elderly woman that looked like the lady down the street that would sweep her walk off in the morning. You saw young people. You saw they were every race, creed, color, age you could imagine. And so, you know, knowing me, I'm a bit arrogant. So I said to them, I said, look, I said, before I answer any of your questions, I said, I have a few questions of my own. And the first one I posed was, why are you here when your charter states you're not to be operational within the United States of America?
And what did they say?
They didn't really give me an answer. You know, they hemmed and hawed and talked around it. And then I said, now I want to go around the room and I want you to tell me your name and what you do. Well, I'm the governor. Half of them wouldn't tell me their names. Half of them wouldn't tell me what they did.
That's incredible. They expect you to meet with them, but they won't even tell you their names.
No. And so I looked at them and said, well, you know, being that you're not being very cooperative with me, I'm going to find it a bit difficult to be cooperative with you.
Amazing.
And then it turned out, here's how the story went.
Well, stay there, Jesse Ventura. We got a break. We'll be right back after this quick break with Governor Jesse Ventura. He's got a new book out. They're trying to censor it. You need to get it. Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell. Don't start the revolution without me. Ladies and gentlemen, there is so much in this book. We'll never have time to cover it in an hour, but we're going to try. You got to get the book.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Road Warrior radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior Radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, Navy veteran, Hollywood star, best-selling author, the new book, Don't Start a Revolution Without Me, Jesse Ventura. Quick segment, long segment coming up. Plenty of time to talk to the governor. He's been gracious enough to give us a full hour today. Continuing with your CIA story, this is amazing. So you say to him, I want to know what your name is. How did it end? Did you ever even find out why they were there?
Not really. I think it was kind of like a maybe like an interrogation for their students or whatever, or for their agents or whatever. I'm not really sure, But when I did go home that day, it troubled me a great deal. And so I called a friend of mine. I don't know if you've heard of Richard Marcinko.
Oh, yes.
The Rogue Warrior. He's 32 years as a Navy SEAL. He created the controversial SEAL Team 6, the anti-terrorist unit, and Red Cell and all that. And I figured if anybody would know, Dick would. So I called Dick out at Rogue Manor in Virginia, and I told him what had happened that day, and he kind of laughed at the other end. And I said, Dick, do you have any idea why they would do this? And he said, well, you know, I'm out of it now, and I'm out of touch with all that. But he said, I got a pretty good idea. And I said, well, give me yours, because I said, I'm lost as to why this happened. And Dick was right when he said to me, they didn't see you coming. Because the CIA's job is to gather intelligence and then present what they predict is going to happen. And clearly they didn't see me winning in Minnesota. And I think they were very much concerned, is this a trend? Are there going to be more independent governors?
That's
what's
right.
happening here in the country of the United States, which is also interesting because the CIA is not to be operative within the United States. According to their charter, they're supposed to only be outside the United States.
But now, in the name of anti-terror, they are trying to basically set up offices in major U.S. cities, and that's even come out, though they haven't passed a law in Congress saying they can do it.
Well, let's remember, this happened before 9/11.
Absolutely.
You know, 9/11 was a couple years later. I got elected in 98 and took office in 99, so this was, you know, within about a month and a half when I first took office in the year 1999.
Why do you think they tried to deny it at first?
I don't know. Well, you know them. They don't admit anything right away, you know. They only when they're cornered will they give you even a partial admittance to anything. And, you know, that's the way they certainly operate, I would guess.
Well, I have a sneaking suspicion they were trying to develop a relationship with you and then basically try to handle you or see if they could co-opt you and see if you were amenable. But then they should have at least given you their fake cover names and acted friendly. Frankly, I'm not very impressed generally with their analysts and the things that they do. I mean, they are just now figuring out that the mainstream media is dying and the alternative media is exploding.
Well, probably because they have much more control over the mainstream media and didn't realize that the alternative media could rise up. But with the rise of the internet and things like that, which they don't have full control of right now, I could see that would be a great problem for them.
The book also gets into your wife finding a bugging device.
Well, yeah, it was very interesting because they came into my home, my actual home. Now, you've got the governor's residence, which you use on certain formal occasions, and you're certainly entitled to live there, but I chose not to. I mean, I'd use it for formal things, but I still maintained and had our horse ranch out in Maple Grove, Minnesota. But what they did is they came in and they installed a Red phone. Which was, I understood why. It was a phone where if it was merely knocked off the hook, the local police would respond and would be there immediately, even though I had a guard trailer out in front of my ranch and all that. It's done for security reasons. But what was interesting was the entire time that I was governor, we had phone troubles all the time in my private phone, to where you'd hear a lot of clicking and a lot of this and that going on. And it got to the point where even my in-laws would call up and they would hear it. And that we laughingly would start saying, okay, don't say anything you don't want the world to know, and all of that stuff. Well, to make the long story short, we did find a little bugging device after they came in and left my home. It was out on my deck, and I showed it to a friend of mine who worked for the telephone company, and he kind of raised his eyebrows, and I won't say his name, but he said, oh, yeah. He said, I used to have to put those things in periodically by government orders. And the other thing was, after they removed the Red phone, we had real bad phone trouble. And when the actual phone company came out, they made the quote to us, we don't know what went on here, but we've never seen a setup like this. And it's all, you know, totally crazy here when they tried to get me back onto my regular phone system.
It's all in the book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. We haven't even scratched the surface. We're going to get into Jesse Ventura's view on the police state, the Patriot Act, the war, President Bush. Is he going to run for president, or is he going to wait till this disaster's over and run in 4 years? Because whoever gets it now is going to be in deep trouble as the deep recession sets in. There is so much more coming up on the other side. We'll fire out some websites to the governor as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Let's get into immigration with Governor Ventura. New book just came out yesterday, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. He kicked off his tour on Larry King last night, and he's coming here second. We're honored to have him. Let's go ahead and play a clip, about a minute clip, from Larry King live last night with Governor Ventura.
2 days ago, I just finished a film called Woodshop up in Boulder, Colorado. So I'm back doing a little acting again, which is a lot of fun. But I'm living now at least half the year down in the Baja in Mexico, Larry. I live 1 hour from pavement and 1 hour from electricity, about 850 miles down there. And amazingly, I live with those brown-skinned people that frighten Lou Dobbs so much. I mean, these people that just strike fear into Lou Dobbs. I can assure Lou they're great people. I live among them.
Have you removed yourself from conventional society?
In a way, yeah, because I'm off the grid. I live totally in a house.
This is obviously by choice.
Oh, yes, okay. Absolutely.
Right. By choice. Why? Why did you leave St. Paul and Minneapolis?
Well, because I'm at the age, Larry, where I'm young enough yet to need another adventure.
I'm young enough yet to need another adventure. Absolutely. I lust after adventure, tied down to this radio microphone. But it is an adventure to talk to Jesse Ventura. Look, immigration. I like going to Mexico. I like going to El Salvador. I like going. I mean, I'm not afraid of the brown people. I think Lou Dobbs' point is that it is driving down the wages. It is bankrupting the hospitals. You know, he's married to a Hispanic lady. He just never plays that card, so he must not be too scared of the brown people. I mean, I don't think he's a you know, somebody who hates the Latin Americans, but I also understand your view. I don't think they're scary people. Just economically, it's putting a lot of pressure because we do have a welfare state. If we didn't have this welfare state, then it wouldn't be as bad. Governor, any comments?
Exactly, Alex. The point is, blame the people who created our system. Don't blame the poor Mexicans. You know, if you want to stop illegal immigration, then get down hard on the people that hire them. It's the same as the war on drugs. We fight it the wrong way. Illegal immigration's the same thing. You can't fight it on the supply side. You have to fight it on the demand side. But now, flipping the coin too, let's also remember, if we ban all these people from coming up here, I hope that you're prepared to pay double or triple for your food, because the price is going to skyrocket, because as I said last night, if you're going to make me go out there and pick it, I'm going to charge you $200 an hour.
Well, I know that that's always been what the corporations have said, and certainly there would be some increase, but really it's the inflation of the devaluing dollar right now that's driving up the food price.
Yeah, but it would also be if you don't have these cheap workers picking it for the price that they're willing to work for. Again, if you're going to ask me to go out and do it, I'm going to charge you a whole lot more money.
Well, if you look at most of the costs, I've seen the studies, and you're a smart guy, you've seen these. It's a big agriculture state in Minnesota. If you look at most of the cost, it is the fertilizer, it's the equipment, it's the shipping, and then it's the added retail expense and the markup. The actual cost of the food is tiny, and even if you doubled it, it would be negligible. But I do see your point, Governor. Look, here's the problem. I live in Texas. You know, you're from Minnesota, but you've been in L.A. and California a lot, and you live in Mexico. It's great to go down to Mexico. My problem is my wife speaks Spanish, so she hears the stuff on the radio, on the Spanish stations. She reads it in the magazine. She tells me about it, and it's stuff like, we're taking over your country. This used to be Mexico. We're going to get you. Now, that's not the majority of the Mexicans, but that's what Scott Lou Dobbs upset, because, see, his wife's Hispanic, so he hears about it.
Well, and the point being, they're going to take over our country because of it belongs to Mexico in the first place. Well, I got news for you. A fence isn't going to be the answer, because the Great Wall of China, which is the greatest man-made wall to stop someone in history, in 1644 was broken through by the Mongols.
You're right.
So I just hope that this fence that they build, I hope that they make it tourist-friendly so that we can at least make some tourism money off it. And on the flip side, when they build this fence, I'm going to climb it and protest the other way. Because, Alex, remember this. A fence today to keep people out, 10 years from now might be to keep you in.
Well, I love how you think, and that's the point I've made, is that we do need to prosecute the employers who are, you know, hiring people for $3 an hour with no insurance, no nothing, and then depressing our entire standard of living. And I do agree that a fence is going to be pretty much worthless unless it's patrolled by the military, and then the whole country's a concentration camp.
Exactly. What that does is turn us into East Berlin. And I don't particularly want to live in the old East Berlin.
Okay, well, we got 30 million illegals here. They say 20, but it's more like 30. What would you do as president about that?
Oh, boy. Again, you'd have to come down. The only reason I believe they're all coming up here is for economic reasons.
Absolutely.
The jobs are up here. It's available to them. So if you're going to attack and stop it, you have to stop it at the hiring, and you have to make it so that the people who hire the illegals are not in a position to do so, that they need to hire people here. And then you have to convince our people to do the jobs that the illegals are doing. Because, you know, I love playing golf, and I play golf all summer up in Minnesota, and I'll tell you this, if you've got the Mexicans working on the golf course, you're going to have a premier golf course, because there's something about them. They got green thumbs.
Believe me, you don't have to tell me that.
That type of stuff.
I know. We've tried to plant orange trees and other stuff, and then we can't do it, and then the Mexicans come over, they just magically It's like they're wizards or something.
Yeah, and they're the same on golf courses. Your golf course is going to be beautiful. So, you know, I think that rather than setting up this East German-type defense system or putting our military at the border, I think we would do far much better to try to help, and I hate to say this too, if the economy were to rise up in Mexico, I think you would see the end of the Mexican illegal immigration up to here.
Well, that brings me, Governor, into my next point. And Mexico has more billionaires per capita than any other nation. They have triple the natural resources, oil, gold, timber, just everything down there that we have in the lower 48. But they have this corrupt elite that's made deals with our elite to use the U.S. as a dumping ground for their criminals, for their poor, for people to come across and have the babies, the anchor babies. The average cost $12,000 for the taxpayers. So something's got to be done about that. But that expands out into a larger picture. You have the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve with governmental power. They, in 93 and 99, changed the rules to allow all this liquidity that's now caused Bear Stearns and all these to go under. And now the Fed is going to take over four other federal regulatory agencies and have absolute financial power when they're bailing out their own private member banks with our money and devaluing the dollar. Your take, Governor, on what's happening right now with our economy and these private banks being bailed out?
Well, you know, it's wrong, but, you know, how do you stop it? You know, when the powers to be are all in bed with them. And that's the difficult thing and why I'm calling for a revolution in my book. It's time to take our country back. And the only way you're truly going to do that is to get both, is to depower both the Democrat and Republican parties, who to me are each as bad as each other. You know, the same lobbyists lobby both sides, so they got both sides covered. It doesn't matter who wins.
So you were able to at least do something in Minnesota. I mean, what are your recommendations just to the people? You say don't start a revolution without me. I mean, what are your...
Stop, vote with your heart and your conscience. Stop being a lemming and start voting for people that don't belong to these two parties. And I know people say, well, that's impossible. Your vote is wasted then. No, it's not. A wasted vote is not voting your heart and conscience for the candidate that you think would do the best job for you. And if we would all break this mold of somehow thinking that, you know, and stop the Democrats and Republicans in their two-party dictatorship that's going on in this country and start voting for third-party candidates, start electing people that are not part of this system that we have.
We were talking during a break, and you said Obama's the best of the three, and I tend to agree. But it's kind of like, you know, the best of three latrines. He is for the establishment on every issue, but he did vote right on the war, so we got to hand him, that. But your take on this race, Barack Obama, Hillary, bomb, Iran, McCain.
Well, first of all, McCain has already said that we'll stay in Iraq for 100 years if we have to, so that eliminates him from any consideration on my part. The problem with Hillary is this. If you count when George H.W. Bush was vice president with Reagan, we have had only, in the administration, we've had only Bushes and Clintons since 1980 now. That's 28 years. Are we a dual monarchy? Because if Hillary gets elected for two terms, that's another eight years of Clintons, which will be more than half of my adult life.
Well, Bush is
56 years old, and we've had Clintons and Bushes in the White House since over half of the time that I've been allowed to vote.
That's a good point. When Reagan got in with his VP, how old were you in 1980?
In 1980, I would have been what? I was born in 51. So, I don't know, do the math. I've been up since 4:30.
that's more than half your life.
Yeah. It's more than half of my life. We've had Bushes or Clintons only, or part of the White House or the administration. And now if Hillary gets elected, that's 4 or 8 more years of it. And I think that in all this great land of ours, we should have more than just two families who are qualified to serve as president.
I agree with you, and that brings me into the next subject. You have boldly spoken out, as a soldier yourself, understanding how firearms operate, that the Kennedy situation with JFK as a cover-up. I know you've been on a book tour, but the BBC came out on Monday with video footage and photos from the Ambassador Hotel, and they had, four different former CIA colleagues watch the film footage and say, yeah, that's the known CIA officers from Southeast Asia and the known CIA officers that on his deathbed, E. Howard Hunt said were involved killing JFK. He was running the operation. I, by the way, folks, have the only video of that. It hasn't been released yet. I'm going to put it in a film I'm making about JFK. Got it from his son, St. John Hunt. So now we even have the film footage of them there at the Ambassador Hotel. We have this individual, Caesar, shooting him in the back four times.
You're talking Robert now, right?
Yes, Robert Kennedy. So I'm just giving the listeners some background here. But now with Robert Kennedy, even the BBC and NBC are saying the CIA killed him. A, are you aware of those revelations? And B, your comment, not just on JFK, but RFK.
Well, I certainly have studied the JFK murder much more than the RFK murder because when I was wrestling, it was interesting that I flew a lot. And so one day I picked up a book on the JFK, one of the conspiracy books, and I got hooked on it because it's far more intriguing than anything Tom Clancy could even write about. And so I've studied it for years and years. I believe totally that Howard Hunt and the same people that did Watergate are the ones who were instrumental in killing John F. Kennedy. What I found interesting, though, is this. Do you remember when LBJ announced that he would not seek nor would he accept his nomination for a second term as president?
In 1967, yes, sir.
Exactly. Isn't it? Do you think it's just coincidence that a mere 3 days later, Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated?
Oh,
and
no.
That opened the door for Richard Nixon?
Absolutely. But now, I mean, the coroner in L.A. always said he was shot four times in the back with a different caliber than what Sirhan was shooting. Sirhan only got one shot off before they grabbed him and aimed the gun at the floor, and he still squeezed off the rounds. And then you've got this known CIA operative who was behind Robert Kennedy when he then got shot three times in the back and once in the back of the head. And now we have the film footage analyzed and the CIA colleagues who worked with the three operatives who were on film there. I mean, it's open and shut.
I think so, and I think John F. Kennedy, to me, if you take that also from a standpoint of very basic common sense, okay, they want us to believe that Oswald was this disgruntled little Marine who became Marxist-Leninist, ran off to Russia, defected, married a Russian woman, came back, hated our policy on Cuba, decided to get famous and shoot the president, right?
That's incredible.
Well, first of all, then if that's true, then why would anything have to be locked up because of national security? Because I was a Navy SEAL with a top secret security clearance when I was in, and I certainly knew a few things, but I didn't know that much that would require the majority of everything, including my tax records, to be locked up because of national security. But now, if you were involved in a secret CIA, shall we say, espionage program to a false defection over to Russia, well, then certainly you would have knowledge and documentation that probably should be locked up because
Well, here's the proof.
Security.
Here's the proof. 3 years ago, because it is 40-something years later, they did release a CIA control number. He was at the U-2 spy base in Japan, and then when he defected back to the U.S., they didn't even debrief him. They just let him come right back into the country with his bride, as if he'd just defected and been an evil traitor. They just let him back in.
Well, actually, that isn't quite true because he disappeared in Amsterdam for a couple days, and it was there, I believe, that he went to a CIA safe house.
No, I know, but I mean, officially, they say they just let him in. You're right.
Exactly.
You're right.
Officially, they say he just got in, but if you follow it closely, you'll realize that he spent a couple days in Holland, and I think that's where it took place, at a safe house.
Governor Ventura, you end your book talking about, with a fake news headline, saying, while independent presidential candidate Jesse Ventura is in a coma for the fourth consecutive day, clung to life with family members gathered at his side, a White House press spokesman denied mounting allegations that accused assassin Raul Santana was part of a wider plot, one entry reads. What are you saying at the end of the book with that statement?
Well, what I'm saying is the book is factual all the way till the last chapter, and I'm kind of throwing it out there. I hope I don't ruin it for everybody, but the last chapter is fiction, and I use myself as an example, and here's what I'm saying. I believe very strongly that if an independent candidate like myself, a rogue, were to get into the president's race legitimately, if the polls believed it looked like he had a chance to win, I believe that that candidate would either be physically assassinated or would be assassinated credibility-wise or in some manner by our government, because I do not believe they would ever allow a true independent or a citizen to become president of the United States. And I would say, and I say this in all seriousness, watch out, Barack Obama.
Absolutely. Incredible revelations from Jesse the Mind Ventura, Governor Ventura. Final segment coming up, sir, but not just the book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. Any personal websites or other places you want to give out?
No, not really. Just, again, I look forward to people hopefully waking up in this country and stop being a lemming. Stop being lemmings. And shows like yours, Alex, can help prevent this.
Well, let's talk about how we prevent it, how we stand up to the oligarchy on the other side. Final segment with Governor Jesse Ventura. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. Uncivil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know! You're Chewbacca!
Not really, but my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second, they can't track us, it's a free country!
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Websites are PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. Be sure and check them out daily as we chronicle the criminal activities of the New World Order, which is just simply the big private central banks that own the military-industrial complex and the dominant media, who are on out-of-control power trips. Governor Ventura has agreed to stay 15 minutes graciously into the next hour. And why? I interviewed him about a year and a half ago, and he got into some questions of 9/11, but he said he wanted to research it more. He's now he told me he read 16 books on that subject and others while he's had time down at his summer or winter home in Mexico. And he said he'd be happy to get into 9/11. Just he brought it up, so he's staying with us a little bit longer to have time to get into that. Governor Ventura, you've got the floor. Give us your take on 9/11.
Well, first of all, Alex, let me state this. You know, being ex-military, when the attack initially took place and I was governor, I went on a very focused tunnel vision mode that our country had been attacked and what the hell do we need to do to repel it. So I today kicked myself because at that point in time I had a position of power, and if I would have, you know, not been the way I was, the way all of us were so shocked when it happened, that in that position of power, I could have raised a lot more questions at that time about the things that went down that day, and where today, when I raise those questions, naturally, it doesn't quite have the impact that it would have had back then. But to me, it's questions that are not being answered and haven't been answered about 9/11. And, you know, first and foremost, I think, is the fact that, okay, in New York City and Manhattan, two planes struck two buildings. We'll all be in agreement on that, I think. But how is it that a third building fell 5 hours later? You know, what they call World Trade Center Building Number 7. And for people that think, well, it was just a smaller building, it was 51 stories high, which, of course, in Manhattan probably isn't that big of a building. But if you were to move that building to Austin, Texas, or to Minneapolis, Minnesota, it would be a huge building.
It's the biggest.
How could this building just implode into its own footprint 5 hours later? That's my first question. The 9/11 Commission never even brought it up. They didn't devote even one page to that in their big volume of investigation. Number two, how could those buildings fall at the speed of gravity? You know, if you put a stopwatch on them, both of those World Trade Center buildings were on the ground in 10 seconds. How can that be? If you took a billiard ball and dropped it from the height of the World Trade Center in a vacuum, it would hit the ground in 9.3 seconds. And if you took that same billiard ball and dropped it 10 stories at a time and merely stopped it and started it, it would take 30 seconds. If you dropped it every floor of the World Trade Center to the ground, simply stopping and starting it on gravity, it would take over 100 seconds to reach the ground.
Amazing.
And yet they're telling us that, and I could go on now after studying it, the planes hit the building, okay. Jet fuel is 4/5 kerosene, which is not a hot burning fuel. And they want us to believe that it melted these steel structured girders and caused these buildings to pancake, collapse to the ground. I was on the site within 2 weeks after it happened, and I saw none of these pancakes. Wouldn't they all be piled up in a huge mass on the ground? And yet everything was blown into dust.
Aerosolized.
You know, and when you look at it from that aspect, none of it makes any sense. If you apply common sense again to it, it does not make any sense. Never before in the annals of history has a fire caused a steel-structured building to fall to the ground.
Governor Ventura,
three
of them did. Governor Ventura, stay with us. 70-second break. We're coming right back to you, coming in hot. And as a underwater demolitions expert, I want to get your take on explosives. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open.
you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest for another 15 minutes or so. The new book just came out yesterday, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. As part of your SEAL training, you first went through underwater demolitions or frog teams, didn't you, sir? And so having a knowledge of controlled demolition, we've had a lot of engineers, physicists, architects look at it and say that, you know, even if jet fuel could have weakened the steel, it would have had a collapse where it fell over sideways or certain parts crinkled. It wouldn't have aerosolized and fallen straight down with pyroclastic flows of steel blown in one and two-story pieces, sheared off at 45-degree angles with perfect blast points, shooting out hundreds of feet and dust shooting out miles. Can you comment on that with your background, Governor, in underwater demolitions as a frogman?
Sure. First of all, it's the same training. You know, people, for some reason, want to separate the UDT from the SEAL. And it's all the same. Initially, it's called BUDS, which is Basic Underwater Demolition SEAL Training. And when you graduate from BUDS, you're fully qualified as a demolition expert, whether you go to a UDT team or to a SEAL team. It's basically the needs of the Navy. And actually, they would generally send the better swimmers to the UDT teams because they tend to work a little bit more in the water. And every class, your top swimmers will go to the UDT teams, where your guys that can't quite swim as good will go to the SEAL team. But they're completely interchangeable, especially once you've completed what they called SEAL cadre, which was advanced guerrilla warfare. So I spent 3 years with underwater demolition team 12, and then I spent 2 years attached to SEAL team 1 in the reserves. But I'll, am I a demolition expert on a controlled demolition to drop a building? No, because our standard policy, when we would figure out how to blow something up, we would use the slide rule, and then we always had a standard rule: when in doubt, overload. So what that means is when you figure out how to blow it up, throw on an extra haversack of C4 just to make sure you get the job done. Because in our type of demolition work in warfare, you're not worried about whether everything blows up. You don't worry about a controlled demolition, which is what they would use to drop a building so that it wouldn't affect any of the other buildings.
My point is that you've worked with explosives. What does it look like to you?
Well, upon looking at the film in super slow motion and the way the building fell and comparing that to the way that they do like a controlled demolition of a hotel in Las Vegas, they both fell identical. And it just is beyond me. And I kick myself for when it initially happened that the light didn't go off. But again, I was so shocked that this thing had even taken place that I apologize for not being more aware, but I don't think I was alone, as were most of the people in the United States.
Well, what about 7? I mean, you talk about the free fall speed of the 110-story towers at the speed of gravity. 7 falls at the speed of gravity, and it's the classic where you see the penthouse fall, the central beam, they blow out, then they blow the side beams, it collapses. The CIA, the FBI, Defense Intelligence, we're all based there. We have videos of police saying, get back, they're going to blow it up. Firemen saying, get back, the government said they're going to blow it up. Then they say, oh, we didn't blow it up. Have you seen those videos of police saying, get back?
No, I have not. I haven't seen those, but I did watch the actual film of Building 7 going down, and in my opinion, there's no doubt that that building was brought down with demolition, and when you look at how that building came down, it came down identical to the other two.
Just incredible. When we come back, I want to talk about how we could investigate this or where this should go, Governor, in your view, and then your take on the war, and that's basically it. Final segment with Governor Jesse Ventura, the new book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. And I know some stations just joined us that don't carry the first hour. Don't worry. The days to come, we're going to re-air this interview in its entirety. We'll be right back with the final segment with Jesse, the Mind Ventura.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we've got to have him back sometime in the near future. Just an amazing interview with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, Hollywood movie star, wrestling champion, best-selling author, surfer. It's great getting to meet him in person when he was with Kinky Friedman. And we've had Willie Nelson called up a month or two ago and said, hey, I want to come on your show and talk about 9/11 being an inside job. And he came on and talked about it. Governor Ventura, what is the establishment going to do as the one of the most respected living Italian presidents, former head of their intelligence, went public and said 9/11 was carried out by criminal elements of the government? What are people going to do as we see more and more and more and more former CIA section chiefs? We have just hundreds of engineers, physicists. We've got Bob Baer, that the movie Syriana is about, a famous SEAL commander, saying all the evidence points at inside job. We have Underwriting Laboratories, Kevin Ryan. They did internal tests and said it was impossible with Building 7. What are they going to do as the laws of physics come out here?
Well, they're going to continue to deny it. Your mainstream media is going to completely ignore anything. You know, the mainstream media has never shown the film of Building 7 going down. And what we have to do, in my opinion, is people like you and your radio show and people like me continue to tell people. Everywhere I go, I tell people to go to the Internet and watch Loose Change because my son turned me on to that. And, of course, when he first told me, I thought, come on, you know, they can put anything on the Internet. And when I finally did watch it, I went through every emotion you could imagine, from laughing, crying, getting sick to my stomach, to everything, the whole emotional thing. And I think the best thing we can do is just to keep communicating, and hopefully the truth will come out eventually if enough pressure is put on and enough people gain knowledge of what's going on in the world. And we don't want to lose our country. After all, it's still our country, and until they put us down, we have the power. And we have the power to vote these people out of office and get people in there that have the best interests of the country in mind.
Governor, I produced Loose Change Final Cut. It just came out a few months ago. Have you seen that? I need to mail you a copy of it.
No, I have not, but I'll tell you what, Alex, when I get back to the States, I got your phone number here. I'll give you a call, and you can fire it up to me.
Absolutely. Or I can send
it to you. And I will be back in May, so it isn't that far off.
Fantastic. Now, I gave you a copy of Terror Storm. Did you have a chance to watch that?
Review it for me quick.
Remember when we met here in Texas, I gave you a copy?
Sure.
It's just the history of government-sponsored terrorism.
Okay. I vaguely remember it. Yeah, I've been reading so much and all that, definitely now I do.
You told me that you read 16 books in the interim researching this and other subjects. What are other questions you have about the official story?
Well, the other questions I have, again, are why was there no wreckage outside of the Pentagon when the Pentagon was supposedly hit by this other plane? And I, in fact, when I was watching Loose Change with a friend of mine, he happens to work for a company that helps to build the Boeing airplanes. And when they said that the engines completely disappeared and were destroyed, his response, excuse my French, was bullshit. and I turned to him and said, why? He said, because they're made out of titanium steel. They can't disintegrate.
Well, they said that the whole plane disintegrated.
Right. But the engines would never, because they're titanium steel.
I wonder why they're still keeping all the cameras secret, too.
I don't know. Well, but obviously why, Alex? They don't want any of us paying attention anymore. They, you know, remember something. Most people in the United States have a attention span of about, what, 30 minutes?
Yes.
And then they're on, and they don't pay attention after that. And the problem is, and I encourage people all the time, stop watching TV and start that old thing called reading. You know, start reading again, because it's the dumbing down of America that's happening right now. Case in point, last year, every major news station in America for 30 days covered the death lead story of Anna Nicole Smith.
They did.
And I mean, I sat and got so angry because I thought, how does this woman warrant all of this?
It's a distraction.
She was a Playboy playmate and a gold digger.
Well, we have troops dying in Iraq. We have the economy going to hell in a handbasket. We have all this corruption. And in the 5 minutes we've got left with you, Governor, we are going to let you go because I know you're very busy and have a break before your next interview. I would like to get your take on the White House. Why did they think they could sell torture and White House memos about torturing children with pliers in front of their parents? Why did they think they could lie about WMDs? I mean, does that play into the hubris of folks that would be involved in 9/11 attack?
Well, because always remember this, the most dastardly person in the world that I know of was Adolf Hitler, that I've ever read about. And remember what his most famous quote was, the bigger the lie, the easier the sell.
That's it, because people just can't believe it. It's the audacity.
Well, let me put it to you another way. My mom and dad are both gone now. I've been an orphan since 1995, but my wife's parents are still alive, and they're elderly people. And when I try to bring this up with them, they don't want to believe it. And the reason is so simple. They don't believe anyone can be that evil. And I think a great deal of people in this country are of that same thought. They don't believe that people can be that evil.
And that's how Hitler was able to do what he did, because people judge the world according to themselves. And if they're nice, sweet people, then they think, and that's the main reason criminologists say women, you know, get in yellow Volkswagens with Ted Bundy, because they can't believe a nice guy in a nice suit is going to be biting chunks out of them an hour later.
Exactly. And that's the thing we have to wake up to, is that there are bad people, there are evil people, and when we sit back, then, you know, evil prevails if we allow it to happen. So we really have to, in many ways, blame ourselves for our own media today, because we're following this National Enquirer media entertainment on TV instead of having them being hardline. You know, the downfall to the regular media actually was the show 60 Minutes. And what I mean by that is 60 Minutes was a great show, and they would do some great investigative reporting, but here was the downfall. Up until that point in time, the media wrote the news off as a business loss, that it was a required thing they had to do, but it didn't make money. When 60 Minutes came out, all of a sudden 60 Minutes was breaking into the top 10, and all of a sudden the light went off with the bean counters. You mean we can make money off the news? And there was your downfall. They then got into creating the news instead of reporting it.
Well, and then the CIA moved in big time to trying to influence the media. That's been admitted. Getting back in the couple minutes we've got left with you, Governor, to 9/11, as a military man in your history, 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops, two aircraft carrier attack groups in the 3 months before 9/11, massed in the countries and in the waters off of Afghanistan. Newsweek reported Bush, the day before 9/11, signed the attack orders to go into Afghanistan 1 week later. Isn't that pretty obvious when you have all of these troops being massed and then Bush says, oh, we went in because of 9/11?
I can't answer that, Alex, because that's information I have no knowledge about. I have to just simply take your word for it. But If that is true, then absolutely yes.
Well, I mean, here's an example. You know about Gulf of Tonkin, because I talked to you a year and a half ago about that. They now admit that that was staged. They now admit, Chicago Tribune, that Israel did attack the Liberty in 67 to try to blame it on Egypt. That's now declassified. That debate's over. I mean, governments, all governments have been caught. Putin's been caught doing things like this. Do we need to have a renaissance, an awakening to this, so criminal elements and governments stop doing it? I mean, how important is it to expose false flag terror?
Well, that's why I wrote the book, Alex. It's Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, and I believe we must have a revolution in which to take our country back.
In closing, Governor Ventura, the book, bound to be a bestseller, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, the war, fifth-year anniversary was just a few weeks ago. The Pentagon plans it will be there at least 50 years. McCain says 100. Cheney said 100-year war. I mean, how can we get the troops home when they sell it? And in a way, it's true that by putting the troops there, it wrecked it, so now we have to stay there to fix it. But the studies show if we left, it would get better. I mean, what would you do as president? And you said on Larry King last night, so A, the war, and then B, you said that 80-something percent on Larry King Live in the poll wanted you to run for president. Are you thinking about running this year, or are you thinking about running in 4 years?
Well, it's impossible for me to run this year unless somebody could get me ballot access in all 50 states, which is very, very difficult to do because the two-party system is set up so that there can't be any third entity that gets in there to give people an alternative choice. So it's impossible for me to run at this late date, I would think. I mean, nothing's impossible, but it would be very slim to none to be able to do it. What we've got to do is, like I said, we got to quit electing these people of the status quo. Whoever comes in next is going to face I don't envy it, because you're going to spend 4 years just cleaning up George Bush's mess. and I doubt you'd be able to do anything on your own at all until, you know, a second 4 years.
No,
term,
no, that
maybe.
Makes sense. But you're in shape. You're jogging, you told me, every day, and you're surfing. And so hopefully you can get geared up. And in 4 years, perfect time for Jesse Ventura to run for president, maybe with Ron Paul on the ticket.
Well, that remains, you know, you never say never, Alex. I've learned that in 56 years on the planet, that you never say never. So who knows what could happen. But then on the flip side, you know, I might be down there riding giants with, what's his name, the big surfer. Shoot, I can't think of his name now off the top of my head.
Hey, it's okay. Governor, you've been very gracious giving us an hour and 18 minutes. I'm going to let you go. And when the book hits the number one bestseller chart here in the next few weeks, I'd love to get you back on for a quick pop-in about the book. Thank you for all your time, and thank you for standing up for liberty.
Oh, thank you, Alex, and keep up the great work. And you know, between all of us, we can make the United States the great country it used to be, and it can rise up and be that again.
Hey, listen, it's your song. Get back to Mexico. Do some surfing for me, Governor.
I sure will, Alex. Take care and good luck.
There goes Jesse the Mind Ventura. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and high
highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SniderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SniderHealth.com. That's SniderHealth.com.
Here's a little clip in this segment and the next. It's like an hour long. The whole thing's on the web. From a BBC documentary where they just proved what we already knew, that three CIA operatives at least, several others, well-known ones, Frank Morales and others, at the Ambassador Hotel 40 years ago, killing Bobby Kennedy. So we're going to play that while I take a little break and eat some lunch. Let's just get honest here, but it's really good. And then we're going to come back and take calls and cover news, balance of the show. I'll be sitting here with you folks listening. Here it is.
Well, had he lived, Bobby Kennedy would have been 81 today, instead of which he was killed in one of the most famous political assassinations of modern American history. A Palestinian man, Sirhan Sirhan, was seized, charged, tried, and convicted. Nearly 40 years on, he's still in jail, repeatedly denied parole. The violent deaths of prominent people, whether they be Bobby Kennedy's brother, JFK, or even Diana, Princess of Wales, routinely attract conspiracy theories. But that wasn't uppermost in the mind of Shane O'Sullivan when he began to look into the assassination. There's some strong language in his film.
One thing is clear in this year of 1968, I believe in this country as I traveled across, and that is that the American people want no more Vietnams.
In August in Chicago, the Democratic Party will nominate its candidate for President of the United States. There are two roads to that nomination. One is to seek commitments through discussions with political leaders. The other is to go to the people.
June 5th, 1968, the Ambassador Hotel, Los Angeles. Bobby Kennedy wins the California Democratic primary and is tipped to beat Nixon to the White House.
I think it's quite clear is that we can work together in the last analysis, and that what has been going on within the United States over the period of the last 3 years, the divisions, the violence, the disenchantment with our society, the divisions, whether it's between blacks and whites, between the poor and the more affluent, or between age groups, or on the war in Vietnam, that we can start to work together. We are a great country and a selfish country and a compassionate country. And I intend to make that my basis for running in over the period of that year. Mayor Yorty has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. So my thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Moments later, he is assassinated while leaving through a kitchen pantry.
Senator Kennedy has been shot in the head.
It's only 2 months since the assassination of Martin Luther King. A 24-year-old Palestinian, Sirhan Sirhan, is seen firing at Kennedy and is arrested as the lone assassin. But for nearly 40 years, debate has raged over whether a second gunman was involved. Police diagrams based on the autopsy show the fatal shot came from behind, but witnesses place Sirhan's gun several feet in front of Kennedy.
The actual shooter of Robert Kennedy was standing behind Robert Kennedy, according to the autopsy report. Sirhan was standing in front of him, face to face. The distance between the muzzle of the assailant's weapon and Robert Kennedy's body was somewhere between actual contact and no more than 3 inches. And the weapon from which the shots were fired was held at a sharp upward angle, again from the rear. All the witnesses state that Sirhan's weapon was held between 1.5 and 6 feet away from Robert Kennedy, horizontally, in relation to the floor. The autopsy report exonerates Sirhan.
Behind me is the famous Ambassador Hotel, where Robert Kennedy was assassinated that night.
It's now a construction site, shortly to be a high school project in memory of Bobby Kennedy. I started writing a screenplay 3 years ago based on this case, fascinated by the conspiracy theories. During the course of my research, I found new video and photographs that suggested three CIA operatives were at the hotel that night, and I believe involved in the assassination.
Agent number one, the Indian man in the white shirt at the back of the room, moments after the speech and just before the shooting. I think this man is David Morales. Moments after the shooting, agent number two, Gordon Campbell, walks from the direction of the pantry with a small container in his hand, as a Latin man waves him towards an exit. 30 minutes after the shooting, here is agent one again, David Morales. I also found several photographs of these agents earlier in the evening. Here, agent two, Gordon Campbell, stands in the ballroom hours before the shooting with a third agent. These officers worked together in 1963 at JM Wave, the CIA's Miami base for its secret war on Castro.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Took it all away. The names and the meadows, the places where you used to play.
Talk about newsmaking headlines. Jesse Ventura believes Barack Obama is in danger of assassination if he gets the nomination. because he's anti-war, just like JFK and Bobby Kennedy. Headline, Jesse Ventura says his book was censored by 20-plus publishers. That's breaking. It's not even in the book about MSNBC censoring him. Breaking. Coming right out and saying he kicks himself that 9/11 was an inside job. Just boom, 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 baby. And let me tell you, we got even bigger guests lined up later this month. I love giving it to the New World Order. Most people in our government are good. They're compartmentalized. They don't know what they're doing. And if we can just wake them up and wake the people up in corporate America, we can turn this around. And as more people go public, as actress of the year, best actress Oscar, and as presidents and members of parliament and Japanese parliament and European parliament go public, it is gaining exponential energy. We're going to take calls, and I got a bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet as well, but I'm going to wait till the last 30 minutes. The next 45, 50 minutes, the rest of this hour into the next hour, it is going to be all your phone calls on any subjects you'd like to discuss at 1-800-259-9231 on this Wednesday, April 2nd, 2008 edition, 1-800-259-9231. And here's how it works. First-time callers go to the head of the line. You are only trumped by people that disagree. And I don't do that every day where you get trumped by first-time callers. That is, we do that about once a week. But every day, if you disagree, you go to the head of the line. Other than that, there's no call screening. In fact, if you want to call up and say you're calling from the moon and your name's Mud, we don't care. If you volunteer, you disagree, head of the line. Our enemies still lie on the web and say that we screen calls and that it's fake callers. That's because they're enemies of the Republic. All you've got to do is call in right now and find out the truth for yourself. 1-800-259-9231. Let's finish up a little piece of this Bobby Kennedy film, BBC, and then we'll go right to your phone calls.
Bradley Ayers worked with these men at JM Wave and first confirmed my identification of Morales.
This definitely, from the profile, is hugely similar. The body language is very, very much characteristic of Morales. See how he moves back and forth very casually, does not attract attention to himself? That is no question.
Bradley also recognized his former case officer, Gordon Campbell.
Yeah, that's excellent. I could certainly verify 90% ID of Gordon Campbell, and less a little hair, as I remembered him. The facial features are certainly his. Absolutely. Obviously, the two of them are together. They're looking for a way out because this fellow is guiding him, showing him an exit. Obviously, he's got something in his hand. I think it's impossible to determine what it is.
These men are alleged to have hated the Kennedys for withdrawing air support for the failed Bay of Pigs invasion in 1961. And Morales admitted to his ex-lawyer that he was involved in both Kennedy assassinations.
Well, it was something like, I was in Dallas when we got that. I was in Los Angeles when we got the little bastard. What it said to me was that he was in some way implicated with the death of John Kennedy. And let's go one step further, and also Bobby.
An interesting claim from a friend of Morales, but until now there's been no photographic evidence. I traveled to Washington to meet Wayne Smith, who worked with Morales at the U.S. Embassy in Havana in 1959. This photograph of Morales dates from the same time. Would Smith recognize Morales in the video?
David Morales. I'm just the boy with Grandma's
Gold. That's him. That's David Morales.
Really?
Yeah, I'm virtually certain. Is there anything?
No, we see him again.
Oh,
see him again.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and you'll see him repeated.
very, very much curious.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of, I mean, that's Morales. That's Morales. Yeah, I knew Morales quite well. He worked in the CIA station in Havana when I was third secretary of the political section, and got to know him fairly well and saw him again a number of times. He came to Buenos Aires when I was political counselor down there, and we had dinner at a friend's house one evening. So, I have no hesitation in saying that's Morales.
All right, we're going to be taking your calls here in just a second. By the way, I know we're getting a lot of emails and the message boards and people saying, oh, man, I didn't know you had Jesse Ventura coming on. But it wasn't just an interview with Jesse Ventura. They always spill their guts on this show. It's the fact of what they say on this show. And we even have video plugged into the board because we videotape myself in here live, and then we put images to it and put it up for PrisonPlanet.tv members, put a shorter version up on YouTube for everybody. And so I'm talking to Ventura during the break. We're going to put some of this on the web. And I wasn't even going to bring 9/11 up because I'd already done a 9/11 interview with him. And off record, he'd said more. On record, he was kind of irritated by it. He told me, I want to do more research. Yeah, I've read some stuff, but I'm going to look into this. And he did. That was about a year and a half ago. So I wasn't going to bring 9/11 up. And then I went and talked to him during a break, and I'm like, hey, let's talk about the war when we get back. He goes, hey, I want to get into 9/11. But let's talk about it. I wasn't ready, but now I am. And then he came and repeated that on air. But, I mean, major breaking news. So it was in the first hour. I give you hints. See, there are powers that be behind the scenes. There are people that put pressure on folks. That's why we never tell you when we're having a big guest on. If it's Charlie Sheen or Charlton Heston or Mayor Ed Koch or a member of British Parliament or Willie Nelson or Muse. There's some big rock bands we're going to be having on soon, by the way, working on that right now. We never tell you because it's a surprise. But I do give you a heads up. I say, hey, tomorrow, early in the show, first hour, be tuned in. A lot of people weren't. Don't worry. When the show ends, in an hour and 20 minutes, he was on the first minute of the show for an hour and 20 minutes. And it was bombshell after bombshell. The interview is nowhere but on the internet, and it's not even out on the web yet. It just happened at 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. That'd be noon Pacific. We will re-air the Jesse Ventura interview in its entirety at Infowars.com. And I know AM and FM stations around the country also rebroadcast us at night or in the morning. So you'll also be able to hear it there. Very thankful to those affiliates, but you'll be able to hear Jesse Ventura. And it's a big interview. We can wake up a lot of people with this. He's got a lot of courage. We need to use this now to wake people up. The ball is in your court. We got the big guest for you. He said the powerful things on this show. The articles are going to be up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the next 2 hours. I've got writers Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson and Steve Watson working on it feverishly from Sheffield, London, and New Mexico. So from England and the U.S., from the southwestern mountains of the lower Rockies to the stomping grounds of Robin Hood to the gallows where Captain Kidd was hung. We bring you the information. Oh, I'm out of control, ladies and gentlemen. But I get endorphins when we get a big guest and they talk about powerful things, important things, when we hurt the New World Order, we bring them one step closer to the gallows. I start having intense feelings of pleasure. Hold on. Oh, yes. Ah. Ah. I don't need any drugs to take a ride, ladies and gentlemen. I'm high as a kite right now because, believe me, this story is going to be big. And it's going to have an effect. And it's one more step towards the throats of the New World Order and bringing them to justice. And I see more and more people standing up and showing courage. It is, the dam broke a long time ago. And now the floodgates are opening. And if you can't celebrate major victories, I don't know what's wrong with you. It's like Ron Paul. People think because he's not winning the presidency, but he's staying in the race, that we've lost. No, we won when we stood up and fought. We won when we made the international bankers and the currency tax, the inflation tax. The open border is a big issue. When we exposed the New World Order. When Ron Paul stood up and showed that we're 5 years into a war and that all the other candidates are basically pushing it. And we grew tens of millions of people. We grew our movement. They came in. They woke up. Now they're finding out more hardcore info. I mean, Al Gore is trying to hire 10 million cronies. By the way, quote, liberal, foundation liberal, Carnegie, Rockefeller Endowment, nothing liberal about them. They're always saying they want to recreate the Communist Youth Brigades of Lenin and Mao. The Communist Youth Brigades, the Little Red Books and the Cultural Revolution, killed and helped kill the 60 million people. Nothing like out-of-control, power-tripping, 16 to 20-year-olds coming in your house, destroying your art, raping your wife, shooting you in the back of the head. I'm not putting up with it, Gore, and that's exactly what these 10 million scumbags are. A bunch of well-meaning, patchouli oil-wearing, dreadlock, sandal, rich white kids who hate daddy because he's a Republican. They own the Democrats, too. They've got terror on the right to get our liberties, and they've got the fake greenhouse crises on the left. You want to worry about something, worry about fission fusion and nuclear reactors and particle accelerators, cyclotrons, heavy reactors. Start worrying about antimatter bombs, which they admit they've created. Start worrying about genetic engineering. Start worrying about pesticides like Roundup. Start worrying about things that are actually killing us and killing this planet instead of running around talking about carbon dioxide, which has been 14 times higher in our history. We need it. We need more of it, you idiots. It's the life gas, you stupid twit. Excuse me. Stop being conned. Stop being suckered. Stop being taken. Stop being manipulated. You know, I'm endangering my life doing this, and I'm reckless, and everybody knows it. And I'm committed to this, and that's why it feels so good when we have victory after victory. I'm just running for as many yards as I can get, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm asking you to get out there on the field and just to commit and go 110% in this fight. This isn't a football game. This is for your life. This is for your children's future. This is for everything on the line now. This is what humanity's all about, the struggle for liberty and freedom. Can't you feel it in your bones? Can't you feel it in your heart? It feels good to know what's happening. It feels good to be committed to justice and liberty and freedom and to serve the species. Don't you know that when you serve the species, you end up serving yourself? You reap what you sow, you give, and you receive. That's the secret of the universe, not what the worldly servants of the devil sell you. Screw everybody, cheat everybody, stab everybody in the back. But that doesn't mean, as Christians or people that just love liberty and freedom, that we're a bunch of limp-wristed cowards. It doesn't mean when somebody cheats us or stabs us or is wicked and tries to bring us down that we don't kick them to the curb. It means when somebody who's well-meaning but stupid does something, or someone who isn't pure evil does something, you forgive them. Or if it's your family, you forgive them. But you do not forgive the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. You realize who they are, and you keep them out of your life. You ostracize them. Try that. People make fun of you and laugh at you at work or church, whatever. Just stop talking to them. Stop caring what cowardly scum thinks. Stop caring what weak-minded people think. You got strong minds, stronger than most people. That's why you listen to this show, and you know what Veritas is. Truth is flowing through your very veins. Okay, I got to get settled down. God, I feel like I could take on 20 people right now. Man. Because I'm not doing this for nothing. I'm not playing this game to lose. You just got to turn loose. That's the key. Turn loose. Stop caring what your cowardly neighbors think. Stop caring. Stop cowering to some cop when he tells you to turn your camera off when you're 50 yards away filming an arrest. You tell him it's my First Amendment. Stop being afraid. If you're a good officer, stop being afraid. Speak up. I know there's good ones, a lot of them out there. You know, I'm always bashing cops because it's a sick culture and the bad ones really stand out and make the rest of the good ones look bad. But I look at the statistics. They have had national polls of police where 98% are pro-Second Amendment. Ron Paul got almost 80% of all the military donations to the Republicans. So the military's good. The cops are good. I get threatened by police at a primitive level because I know my nose is clean. I know I'm a good person. I know I'm not doing anything wrong other than speeding. And I know I don't deserve to be treated like dirt. But I just want the police to know that I am your friend at my core, and I'm just sick of you being conned, just like I'm sick of everybody else being conned. It's disgusting! It's like watching your son get in the car with a bunch of drug addicts, and you know he's going off to use drugs. Well, you shouldn't be a wimp. You should grab him out of that car and not let him go. And I'm not saying I see the police as my son, but you understand. I see he was being conned, somebody I actually care about, being manipulated by people that don't give a rat's butt about you. All right, I said I'd take calls. We're going to do it. By the way, next Monday, big announcement about the course and future of something very important. Biggest announcement I've ever made about this radio show coming up Monday, high noon Central Standard Time, when we start that second hour next Monday. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 1-800-529 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid,
many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier,
many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
All right, we're going to go to France because it's a foreign call. But first, Wesley in Idaho disagrees. You're first up. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Music off now. I feel the endorphins as well. A great interview with Jesse, the Mind Ventura. It's great to hear someone of his prominence speaking about 911. But I do take huge exception with you and Jesse. I hope you're out there listening. You can read my letter in the Idaho Observer this month, page 21, or you can just simply...
Okay, you hold on. Let me stop you right there. Put him on hold. Put him on hold. Okay, we went right to you. You made some comment about the music, the rest of it. You want to be arrogant? I'm going to be arrogant. You got the floor, buddy. Disagree with me. Get to the meat of the matter right now. Go ahead.
Right now. Okay, you can Google Big Lie Hitler and go to Wikipedia and find that Hitler did not say the bigger the lie, the easier the sell.
Put him on hold. Put him on hold. I'm going to say what he really said. Joseph Goebbels wrote that the Soviets were liars, that the communists were liars, and that they would use the big lie, the bigger the lie, the more they believe it. And then Hitler quoted that in a radio address talking about how they told big lies. So in a way it's not true, but in a way it is true. Is that correct? Go ahead.
Am I back on?
Yes, you are.
He accused the Jews of using the big lie technique. Go also on the internet is Goebbels' 1934 Nuremberg rally speech, and mm-hmm. the words in that speech are words to live by. They are fantastic.
Okay, listen, thanks for the call, man. I really appreciate your call. Yeah, Goebbels constantly talked about the big lie. And so he said it about communists, he said it about Jews, and that's true. I'm somewhat of a history buff on the Nazis. Not some expert. You can read 100 books and know nothing. It's a big piece of history. But I've probably read 20 major books on it. Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by Scheer, Heinz Hobel's Order of the Death's Head. These are 900-page books, by the way. And fascinating stuff. That's what got me into history when I was a little kid. I started reading it. I've read Mein Kampf, My Struggle. I've read a lot more. And yes, you're right. He also did say that about Jews. But a lot of people then look at issues and think, oh, Alex is lying. He said it was about communists. It's about Jews. No, it's both. Goebbels gave hundreds of big lie speeches. And see, I was correct that it is Goebbels. Joseph Goebbels, who gave that speech, but Hitler also, his speechwriter was Joseph Goebbels. Heinrich Himmler actually was his little SS commander, and the fat man, the fat heroin addict, also helped with some of his speeches occasionally early on. Hermann Göring. Okay, we'll be right back now that we've had our Hitler is wonderful call. And then we'll come back and take more phone calls from France. They know how great he is over there. They got invaded by him. Chris in France, you're next after this 70-second break. And then I'm going to try to hurry through the rest of the calls, okay? I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, coordinates for the InfoWar. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Huge announcement on Monday. We're starting the countdown.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, already into the third hour. If you missed the hour, 20-minute long Jesse Ventura interview, right when rebroadcast starts at Infowars.com, in 59 and a half minutes, you'll be able to hear it in its entirety. First time it's being re-aired. It's nowhere on the web yet. Big articles coming up on PrisonPlanet.com. Let's go to Chris in France. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
It's 2000 hours here in Paris. I've been listening to your show for the last 2 hours. And listening to Jay Ventura, I'm going to buy the book tomorrow, that's for sure. And you know when you talk about the LHC, you know, the collider?
Yes, in Switzerland.
Yeah, you were talking about that one.
Well, there's a lot of them, but go ahead.
No, no, exactly not, because I just discovered that basically it was on the news today, and they were talking about being that being the largest in the world, basically.
Yes.
And I thought you just mentioned the one you have in the state, which is called Triton, I believe, or something like that.
Yes.
It has a name, okay. And I just wanted to say to you that you, you know, when I hear you screaming and feeling lonely in your studio back there in the States, I just want you to know that you're not alone. There's a lot of people, as you know, but especially in my country as well, in Europe, that 100% agree with what you have to say. And I just wish you could come over to Europe, because you could easily do what you do in the streets in the States, you know, talking out loud. The good thing is our government don't speak, you know, I mean, especially our cops don't speak a word of English. So they wouldn't know what you talk about. So we could create a big, massive, you know, thing here. If you
brother, believe me, I'd like to hang out in Paris. I'd like to hang out in the south of France. I'd love to hang out in Greece and Italy. I mean, believe me, if I had my druthers, that's where I'd be hanging out. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. I love it. Believe me, someday I'm going to have a European tour. I've turned down probably 50 of them, and I do want to come see everybody over there. And my wife lived over there till she was like 20 years old. So believe me, I want to come.
Listen, I've waited for 20 minutes, so that's probably the most expensive phone call I'm going to make.
Hey, I apologize. Go ahead.
But no, don't worry, man. I just want to say one more thing. You've talked about, you know, that slow frequency nausea control system.
Say it again. I've talked about what?
You know the low frequency nausea.
Yes, ultra low frequency.
You know,
yes.
You know that shit. And in the newspaper today, I saw like the equivalent, but you know, just with ultrasonic shit for kids. You know, against kids, basically. They're saying that this is to push away kids or even people in the streets. You know,
yeah, it's called the mosquito. Like London, Paris, New York. But ultra low frequency that actually damages the hearing, See, you lose the hearing because the low frequency and ultra low frequency damages the delicate bones, and so you become deaf to it generally by about 25. And yes, all over the world they're putting in these devices just to make kids not be on the street. You don't know why you're being irritated. That's a mind control weapon being introduced in plain view. It is incredible.
But Alex, can I just add that I'm a musician myself, so I know about frequencies. And I don't know if you remember, but in the past, like in the 70s, when they had big concerts, outdoor concerts, people would die. They wouldn't know where it would come from. That was coming from the low frequency not being controlled at the time, coming from the bass. And the low frequency itself can actually kill you. It's not only mind control or to make you feel, noxious or anything like that. It can actually kill, actually blow inside your you told me all your organs and shit like
I
that.
I had read that. And you ought to write a blurb up. You ought to post it in the Prison Planet forum, and we'll put it on the main page. Because that's right. All over, they're now putting it in nationwide in the U.S., damaging your children's ears, hitting them hard, just setting the precedent. Anything else you want to add, Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to get the water tested soon as well, following the fluoride shit in the States and in Australia.
Well, listen, stay there. I'm going to let you finish up on the other side. And we're going to talk to John, Rico, Morgan, Robin first, because she's a first-time caller.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3x5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, the guy from France hung up. He didn't understand me. I wanted to hear his other point. This is an example of how conditioned I have become. I have seen articles for about 5 years on the mosquito. That's one company, the biggest one. There's quite a few. It's ultra low frequency. It's like a doo, but a lot higher. And it does damage. The more you hear it, the more you lose the power to hear it. My grandmother always could hear dog whistles her whole life. She's 83 now. She can still hear them. She's like super hearing. You know, some people have better hearing than average. Women on average have better hearing. Men on the average have better eyesight. It's a genetic trait, but I guess for survival. But no, it damages your ears. And they just put them out. They say, we don't want young people on the streets of France and Paris and New York. And so it makes you uncomfortable. But it says, don't worry, adults can't hear it. But the studies show that you're just not picking it up. The bones in your ear are actually clattering, little bitty tiny bones, some of them the size of hairs, are basically in there clattering around. And it's the equivalent of sirens going off 5 inches from your head, but you just don't know it. And we need to do an article on that, because here I am for years saying it, and I never even mentioned it. Now, what I did mention and put in Road to Tyranny was the supersonic nauseator. The sonic nauseator and the supersonic nauseator that is in every major law enforcement catalog I've seen, Schomer, Tech, you name it. And they brag. They say, we take these to, they're very small. We take these to rallies to make everybody sick. We take it to torture people in the jails. And it's hidden in plain. They say that. It's in the film. We've got a blow up of the catalog saying make people nauseated to break down free speech rallies. That's illegal. It's just advertised. It's illegality. It's completely in your face. It's all in plain view. And it's the same thing with these mosquitoes. They make you uncomfortable. They make you nauseous. And it says they use them in jails to torture people. Why would you want to do that? You see, we're talking about sending people to prison in Abu Ghraib for breaking bones, but cops break bones here and call it paying compliance. They've been doing it for 20 years. I've got a whole section in the extras of my film Martial Law covering it. Speaking of that, I am not plugging my films as much as I used to. In fact, about 1/100th. And they're an important tool. I need to get them out to people. Martial Law is such a classic. 3-hour-long film. And then like 30 minutes of extras. It's a DVD 9. Just jam-packed. The Bush-Hitler connection. Forget connection. Slam dunk. David Gergen blowing up at me. Martial Law in New York. Just 9/11 info. It's 3 films in 1. Same thing with Endgame. It's really 3 films. History of the Global Elite, their physical infrastructure plan, the control grid, NAU, European Union, Asian Union, African Union, and then their master plan after it's in place, and their current black ops, eugenics, soft kill program. They're running against each and every one of us listening. And then Terror Storm, the final cut. It's the second edition, the final edition. It's like 2+ hours long, an hour of extras. Ventura's in it. It's all available at Infowars.com. And let's say you've already got Endgame. Let's say you've already got Terror Storm. You want to support us? Buy some more copies. Give it to somebody. Now, that's Infowars.com. Or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv, which is going to have a lot of new features getting added in the next week. Not being 2 weeks, but maximum 2 weeks. We're going to have an hour of video a day. 4 members in studio. And I'm going to have a document box where I put documents. I'm going to play video clips on air. You'll be able to see them as members. Sneak peeks on films. Everything. And so that's going to start in the next few weeks. That is not the big announcement. There's a separate, huge announcement coming up Monday. I'm telling you, for weeks, we're going to have that soon. A lot of other stuff, though. And so PrisonPlanet.tv, you can download all my films in super high quality and burn them to disc and give them to people. Whatever you do, give them the high quality. It's so important. PrisonPlanet.tv, you can get 3 months free right now. Go check out that offer. We're getting a monthly subscription for $5.95. That's the cost of 2.5 cups of Starbucks coffee. Small cups. Or using DoubleThink, 2.5 talls. Notice the small coffee is called a tall. Okay. I said I'd go to your calls and I'm out of control. I'm not doing it. Robin in Tennessee. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. It's great to talk to you.
Hey, Robin.
If you ever want to come to Great Smoky Mountains in East Tennessee, you have an open invitation to stay at my home with my family.
Oh, I love the Smokies. I've got a wanderlust, but I can't ever do it.
Oh, it's beautiful now. It's springtime. All the trees are blooming. And
no, I've rock climbed and marched up quite a few of your hills, quite a few of your mountains. I love the snow on the ground, the pine trees, and you come up out of the clouds on a spire of a mountain, and you're overlooking the Smokies. Oh, my gosh.
It sounds like you've been here.
Pull out that thermos of coffee out of your backpack. You just walk, 8 miles up the mountain, and you just drink that delicious coffee up there. Nothing better.
Oh, you're next to heaven, that's for sure. I wanted to ask you about a pre-91 they were talking about, this yellow cake from Nigeria. Do you think it could be possible, they use this in replace of sulfur in the thermate, if they use something subnuclear or subatomic, would it be able to pulverize and atomicize all the steel and the concrete?
I'm not an engineer, a physicist, a demolitions expert, but I don't think they'd use masses of isotopes because they wouldn't want to pick up, have it be picked up. The problem is major British scientists and others, major institutions, have found really high levels of different isotopes at the towers that can't be explained.
Yeah, that's one of the things. I thought the satellites picked up some radioactivity, and they didn't report on it much. But in one of the Crichton books, it talks about the sub-frequency machine that could also vibrate. It's almost, you almost like melt the...
We know the government's developed those. And some people want to say that's what knocked the buildings down. It's just that is political seppuku to come out and say that. Plus, I don't believe particle beams did it.
Yeah.
and it appears to be conventional high-powered explosives, but way overloaded, like Jesse Ventura said, where they just put 2-3 times what was needed.
Yeah,
that's Tower 1 and 2. 7 is a conventional.
Exactly. I mean, it makes you wonder about... people who can't believe what their own eyes see, and that's when I bring up to a lot of people around here, and they come up with all these excuses. Well, can't you believe what you see? I mean, where are you at in your life that you're going to deny what your own eyes see? So, but I really admire your show and appreciate all you do.
Absolutely, my friend. Thank you for calling. Oh, before I forget, just remind me, caller, because I'm going to get to it later, so I have time to talk to all the calls. We've been censored again. Well, that radio blogger site openly tells people we're banned. All 9/11 truth is banned. They say it's all lies. They just say, we say you're a liar. The world is flat. You're banned. But AOL's social networking site put out an official statement saying Prison Planet is banned. And that was a story yesterday up on prisonplanet.com. People tell us that libraries all over the country say we're banned. We know it's been in the news for years. It's been admitted that InfoWars and Prison Planet are in the list of banned software. That is libraries, corporations, schools, universities, institutions buy filtering software, and it advertises, filters out porn, filters out hate, filters out gambling, filters out hacking. Those are the four big genres that are filtered. And what do you want to guess is in hacking and hate, but InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and then we can start a new website, and it can suddenly get on all the other big sites and get a lot of traffic, and then in about 6 months to a year, the new version comes out, and baby, they're on it. Another reason I've started more sites, and this is Internet, too, where they just wall you off from more and more major platforms. It's been admitted that Comcast has filtered us out. British telecoms, though they stopped doing it because they filtered a bunch of people and got in trouble, a bunch of different British telecoms have done it. So we are filtered out all over the place. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are websites they don't want you to get to. Try TruthNews.us. Try RonPaulWarRoom.com. Try MartialLaw911.info. Try Arnold Exposed. I think the answer is every year have a new mirror site for each site and have my webmasters upload to the mirror for that year. And then in a year, discharge that website. I just don't have the money for employees and extra IT folks. They're already worked to the bone. So buy some videos from me because if the capital comes in, we'll just hire more people. I mean, we're fighting. We'd rather have you put pressure on the companies, but it's just getting to where, that's how censorship works. You complain about one, you fight another, you fight, and pretty soon, it's kind of like RFID adoption in all products. Walmart and the Defense Department order all their suppliers in 2000 to have it in by 2004. They fail, but they're now set new deadlines for the end of this year. Most companies have now complied. So early on, we could protest Procter & Gamble or Gillette or Michelin, Campbell's, but now we just can't because once it's universal, and they talk about that, it's like thumb scanners. We've been protesting and fighting it. Thumb scanners in the school lunches, thumb scanners in the grocery stores, thumb scanners at the mega churches, thumb scanners to get into work. Once you get massive implementation, it's almost impossible to reverse it. It makes it 100 times harder. We're now reaching 20-30%, depending on whose survey you look at, but a large portion of the U.S. now has these integrated. You understand, folks? So they're integrating total censorship of InfoWars and Prison Planet right now. That's why we need you to tell your friends and family about the sites. We need you to spread the word about them, or we won't be here. There'll come a day where it's very hard to get to our sites, or very hard to find us. We'll be walled off everywhere. They're trying to kill the viral nature of our information warfare frequency. They're trying to block it. And you bet they better block it, because we're like a virus that's going to bring down their system. But we're a virus that gives life. We're actually an antibiotic that's blocking their bacterial infection. So they're trying to create a toxin to block us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's progressing. And it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, freedom to fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
I hurt myself today. I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything.
All right, John in Wyoming, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
There was something in the local paper here in Cheyenne, the Wyoming Tribune-Eagle, on March 16, 2008. And the headline reads, Supercomputer Awaiting Approval. What they're doing is the National Science Foundation has to authorize a supercomputer facility which will be located here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Now, what they're claiming is they're going to use it to predict the path of hurricanes and tornadoes, to gauge the need for evacuations, as well as examining air pollution and drought conditions to make informed economic decisions. However, you and I know what the government usually does with their supercomputer.
It's all part of the server in the sky. Each person in the Pentagon and the FBI is involved in it. In the world now, has a simulated individual that all your data, all your mining, in fact, that's the next news story I'm going to cover, is put into. And then they can also say, oh, the computer says you have to evacuate. The computer says you got to hand your guns in. It's the new expert.
Yeah, well, another thing, too. Let me bring up another point. Now, you and I know that your good friend George Norrie is a wonderful guy. He's a patriot and all of that. But his producer and his phone screeners are ringers, believe me. Because when you were on in the last time, I don't know if you remember me calling in whenever you were on, not the last time, but the time before, everything went hunky-dory. But when you were on George's program again, and I tried to call through, they wouldn't even pick up my phone. And when Tom Danhauser used to answer the phones, I would call through, and he would put me on hold, and then he'd cut me off a few seconds later, and I did this 5-6 times in a row. And he claimed that, oh, he was having problems with the phone service, when in fact he kept telling people to call in and everybody else's call got through, but mine he would keep cutting off every time I would cut through to
talk
about.
Well, look, I mean, Tom's a really nice guy to me, and so is George, and I'm personal friends with him, and I've gotten to know him, and they're nothing but sweethearts to me. And I've been in studio while they're taking calls, and most of the time they just get your name and where you're calling from, and sometimes not even that. But it's pointless for me to just come on and bash them,
Yeah, but, I mean, they won't even pick up my call now whenever you have Ron Paul on there as a guest, because I've been a personal friend of Ron since 1972.
How do you know? They don't have caller ID on those phones.
I don't know, but it doesn't get through. They won't pick it up. And when I was calling and Tom was answering the telephones, he would hang up on me. And so I don't know why.
Okay, well, listen, I appreciate your call, sir. I just can't help you. That's another radio show. And I don't know. I've been in studio with George 3 times, I guess for a total of about 9 hours. I've been out to eat with him a few times. I've been to events he's invited me to. And that's it. I mean, I'm just, these shows aren't, these calls aren't screened. Here, you can call in, talk about other shows, calls, answers. I don't know. I'm not trying to get in a fight with you, sir. It just really isn't news here. I mean, want me to bash him? It's just, I need to go on that show and reach people. They've never censored me. I know that. And I'm pretty radical, folks. They've never told me what I can talk about on that show. Now, they do research what you claim. The first time I went on there, they just said, well, okay, what are your 20 questions? And then they went and actually, I later found out, went and researched each and every one of them to find out it wasn't slander or libel. So they do do their research. That's why you hear me on that show, because they know I'm covering something that's from a source. They either cover fun things, as George calls it, you know, pyramid shows, Atlanta shows. It's interesting. It's entertaining. Ghost shows. I mean, I listen to those. I'm sometimes myself sick of the New World Order stuff, so I'll be driving along listening to the funny ghost stories. You know, I'm looking behind me in the seat at midnight and driving home. But, because, you know, I've been working till midnight on the New World Order. I want to hear something else driving home for 30 minutes. That's kind of like my vacation and my rest each day. And, but then when they do serious shows, you know, they got to be careful because, and they do that by trying to have people on who have credibility. But they've never censored me. They're great folks. Okay, I got to one call in that 5 minutes. I want to take your calls, but I got a bunch of news I need to get to, too. Let me see here. Wesley, Rocco, Morgan, John, a few others. We're going to get to you quick. Just be ready with your comments because I am going to move quick. Then I got some important news about the military spying on the American people.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your powering needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican, find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What would you do with me? Do all the things we know.
All right, let's dispense with the pleasantries. And let's come back and go to your calls. Rocco in North Carolina, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. My question was about WorldNet Daily and Joseph Farrar. At first, I didn't believe when you said certain people were agents, but yeah, it appears you're right about Savage. What's your take on him?
Well, I mean, Savage is saying George Bush is fighting the New World Order. I'm giving you my example of why Savage is a fake conservative. Look, I'm not going to get into a bashing contest with Farrah. They've done a lot of good. They were there at the start of the web and really taught me a lot and published a lot of stories I put together and photos I published. And then when Bush got in and 9/11 happened, they really shifted. And you can see their numbers. They destroyed themselves to a great extent. You know, they're still a big force. But really, it's sad. And I don't think Joseph Farrah is an agent. I know Terry Reid, the former CIA officer who exposed government drug dealing by Clinton and Bush, runs their shipping department out of Kansas City and listens to the show. So I know people inside the organization are patriots. I just think that Farrah's Lebanese Christian. And boy, they hate Arabs like nothing you've ever seen, you know, Muslim Arabs. And so I just think it's Joseph Farrah is a Lebanese Christian, and I think he genuinely believes the stuff he puts out.
Yeah, with 9/11, yeah, it seems they've completely blocked out any debate, and I think that's part of the reason why DV Kid isn't, you know, doesn't write for him anymore.
Yeah, I think WorldNet Daily still. It's a lot better than the New York Times, a lot better than the Washington Post. I mean, some articles about them grabbing homeschool kids or the Second Amendment dead on. I mean, they've got tons of they fight the North American Union, and they're getting better. I mean, I think they drank the Kool-Aid in 2001, and they stopped drinking it about a year ago to a certain extent.
Thanks. Alex, do you have any plans of doing a documentary just on media manipulation?
I would love to, yes, and I've meant to. I just can't. I can't do it all, but that is on the front burner to try to do something like that. I appreciate your call. Really good questions. Rocco not only asks great questions, he's got a cool name, Rocco. let's go ahead and talk to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Last time I talked to you, I'm a Marine, and we talked. The gentleman from the Lakota Nation was on. We talked about the guy who I think killed the puppy and was doing some stuff like that. And we spoke about how a lot of these Marines and soldiers and guys coming back who are fighting, and I've seen it myself where we've been trained and we've been led to some stuff that's pro-martial law, but I don't want to talk about that today. What I want to talk about is to these people, to these intelligence officers, listen, to these sergeants, to these staff sergeants and stuff, and say, you know, to the guys that call in and threaten you or call you on the phone, I know guys like this, and I want you to tell them they're jokes. They're worthless as clown shoes. You know, they're pointless. They're getting trinkets like little whores. It just really upsets me, but they're going to lose because the meek will inherit the earth. And really, I've been really down with all the economic news lately, but just hearing Jesse Ventura call in got me going. You know, I had a question for you about the scientific dictatorship. You said you read it, and I just really think Endgame's really comparable to that. Now, the ascendancy of the scientific dictatorship, I'd recommend that people read it. And that I was just wondering if you've ever had the Collins brothers on who wrote it, or if you plan to have them
no,
on.
No, I need to have them on. That's a good idea, the Collins brothers, the ascendancy of the scientific dictatorship. We'll try to do that.
But I just want to say you have more spirit of the Marine Corps, like Chesty Puller, Smedley Butler, than all these guys.
Well,
we're down with the New World Order, and as a disabled veteran who's dying, I just want to tell you, you know, when you have everything to lose, you have nothing to lose. So let's stand up, let's fight this. The feds, the New World Order, they have nothing against us.
Well, God bless you, my friend, and I really appreciate your spirit. Listen, I don't claim to be the toughest guy around, and I don't claim to be able to march with a 100-pound pack through the desert, so I'm not a tough guy. But I know this. If you're trying to bring me down, and it doesn't matter, if you got me, I'm going to be biting your heels. I mean, it's really that simple. And to me, it's not being a tough guy. It's who I am. I am going to fight you, and I'm not going to give in to you, because I can't. I mean, it's not even a question of courage. These people are killers. They're scum. They're filth. They're trash. And I look at the little people, the children, the women. We have to fight this evil for them. That's what it is to be a man. And I appreciate you, sir, but, I act like a fool sometimes. I yell and scream. I am a nut. I'm a nut. That's part of me. But I also am intelligent at other levels. I'm a multifaceted person like everybody. I'm an intellectual. I research things. I study science. But then I get on air and I start thinking about it and I just go crazy. Because at my core, that's who I am. I'm just a wild dog, basically. And I just know there's a bunch of scientific freaks running everything, and they think we're all a bunch of idiots who deserve to be slaves, and I don't want to be a slave, and I don't want my family being hurt, and I don't want your family being hurt, and I know that none of us are safe till we bring down this new world order. That's all I know. I know I didn't ask for this fight. We're not looking for a fight. I don't want to fight. I want to go just live my life, but they don't stop. They draw first blood on us over and over and over again. They keep pushing us and shoving us and asking for it, and they're going to get it. And they know that. That's why they're trying to get their control grid in place. And they got so many well-meaning people. I mean, these guys with the turn them into a glass parking lot, terrorist hunting licenses on their cars. If you meet that guy, he's the nicest guy in the world. He'll come over and help you paint your house. He'll water your yard for you. He's a fun guy to go fishing with. But he is weak-minded when it comes to being able to face that he's been used. He's got the courage to run up a hillside towards a foxhole. But does he have the moral courage to admit the larger issues? Let's go ahead and take another call here. Dan in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, you recently become a hero of mine the past month. I'm actually surprised that you haven't been assassinated yet. But I had a question about when Jesse Ventura was on earlier. He said that he was surprised that Obama has been assassinated or he will be assassinated. But isn't Obama also a part of the CFR? So isn't he trying to further the New World Order himself?
Yes, but he's saying he's anti-war. And I think Ventura's saying that if he really tries to get us out of that war, with the hundreds of billions every few months and no-bid contracts, they'll kill him in a minute. See, it's not about being patriotic. It's not about fighting al-Qaeda. It's about a bunch of old dirtbags making money while our patriotic men go off and die.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that will be there for as long as they want us there.
Well, I know this. There are a lot of racists who are going to do everything they can to kill Obama. So if he becomes president, he better have so much security. And there's a lot of nutty black groups, too. You know, the government will probably hire a black group to kill him like they did Malcolm X. I mean, there's just no end to it. I appreciate your call. We've got to move quick here. Rachel, in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Big guy. How are you, big guy?
Big guy. Big pot belly.
You were absolutely right. I was at the store. They were doing, in the middle of doing their inventory. They were not only messing around with the food, but now they got certain things in there that is no longer in stock, can't get it, won't get it. You were right. And we're right in the middle of the Depression, and I told people and I told my family, and I'm hoping that they're listening to you because you're absolutely right. And keep up the good work, and I'm ready.
Well, thank you, Rachel. Let me just be clear. I've had guests on and sponsors on that said a year ago we were going to run out of food. And now some stuff's running out, and I hope they're wrong, okay? Believe me, I'm not sitting. People email me and accuse me of wanting all this to happen so I can be right. This is scary. I live here, too. I don't want any of this to be true. But there's a very good chance we're going to have a war in the streets depression. That's the fundamentals of the economics. If it's some long, horrible recession, I'm going to be happy as a pig in the mud. Talk about a lesser of two evils. That's one I'll take. But yeah, there's all sorts of food shortages starting up. You wait till the people find out they've had their dollar devalued. And now the Federal Reserve is going to take over all the regulatory agencies. I mean, it's incredible. We're about 15. Oh, you're still there? Go ahead.
And Goldman Sachs is down the tank, too. And my folks used to take and invest with all this stuff. If they were alive today, they'd be flipped out.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. One last call. Aaron in California. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Good.
I've been listening to you since, I'd say, late 90s, and I've been finding out a lot about the government through my dad's sources. He's kind of an entertainment guy in L.A., and I'm just completely disgusted with this entire country. But to start off simple, what kind of water is safe to drink if I don't have the filter?
Well, most filters just cut out some of the dead bacteria, some of the larger molecules, some of the herbicides, pesticides. Things like sodium fluoride and other things go right through it. Even with a high quality, I personally like, I got to say, I like the British Berkey, the Berkey folks sell. They're the national distributor. The black one's good, too, but I've had it for years.
Those are portable, right? You have portable
yeah,
ones, right?
But you got to add a fluoride filter to it, and then it only gets like 98% out. I mean, fluoride is one of the smallest, hardest to filter particles. It's just unbelievable.
As far as bottled water, what's good? I mean, there's no bottled water.
There are reverse osmosis, and then when I've talked to water experts who even work for companies, they say even better is the distilled. There's companies you can get where they ship it to you, the big bottles. I tend to not even care about myself, so I still drink tea and stuff that's got fluoride in it because I'm habitualized to slavery. But with my children, I'm more neurotic about it, and we take bottles of water places. And by bottles, it's bottles of reverse osmosis put through a Berkey. You know, we do things like that. And then we cook with reverse osmosis because the fluoride has a bigger effect on their growing brains. Got to jump. Thanks for the call. Call me back. As you calls are all so great, and I want to hear from you more. I just won't have time to cover this news and wrap up in the last 15 minutes. Don't forget, we have a big announcement coming up Monday. That's in about 4.5 days. Huge announcement about this radio show and my work and what I do. The biggest change in about 11 years of my radio career, it's coming up Monday. And I'll just tell you it has to do with that. And that'll be announced at the start of the second hour coming up next Monday. So I do want to have everybody tune in for that on Monday. Other big guests coming up this month as well. I'll just let you know that. And in the next few months, ginormous guest, because some of them are working on movies right now and doing some other things. But you wouldn't believe who I've got this close to coming on the show. And I'm not pushing them. You know, I'm not going to push people. Huge Hollywood star. I mean, we're talking top three contacted me. Turns out I know the top three or four Hollywood people. It's just crazy. Who would ever know? I mean, I better do a better job on this show, everybody that's listening to it. I never saw myself as a trendy or cutting-edge person, but this show is about as cutting-edge as it gets because we don't care. You know, it's not about being cool. It's not about anything. It's just about being real. But just mega-massive guest coming up. Okay. Here is some of the other news that I didn't really get to today that we'll just briefly mention. Because in the final segment, I'm going to play just 3 minutes of Jesse Ventura, part of him getting into 9/11 being an inside job. And then the show ends and it restarts at Infowars.com. The Ventura clip is not on YouTube, not on Google yet, not MP3'd yet, not up yet. The one place to hear it, it'll be everywhere in a few hours, will be at Infowars.com the first hour and then 20 minutes of the next hour. Okay, I'm going to cover more of this tomorrow because this gets into the whole us destroying ourselves situation. We have created human-animal embryos already, says British team, Times of London. I saw this 10 years ago. They're just now announcing it to the slaves. Hey, why are we having a debate? We did this years ago. Sinners tap into personal databases, says the government just taps into all private data basically without warrants. That's the Washington Post. ACLU, military skirting law to spy, says the military looks at your bank account. Well, they're all hooked into it. No warrant. They just type in and see what you're doing. Oil chiefs say high price is not their fault. That's actually true. It's the dollar being devalued. That's why you're paying so much. It's kind of like they're saying food prices are up because we've kicked illegals out. There's record illegals. The food prices are up because of shortages. 80% of the country, 80% of the goods you get, including produce, comes from trucks. In fact, even more with trucks. I just saw the statistic yesterday that 80% of all goods are trucked. 80%. More of that, because I'm already digressing. It doesn't matter. Botox may move from face to brain studies in rats showed. Bloomberg News. Major scientific studies. Yeah, it's deadly poison, folks. Don't take it. Before I come back and play this Ventura clip, I do want to tell you about some amazing sponsors who we wouldn't have this show if it wasn't for them. One of them, of course, is eFoods Direct, the J. Michael Stevens Group. Go to Infowars.com, the giant banner at the top of each page. The best storable foods company, the least expensive for the quality you get, lasts more than 10 years. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. They are just wonderful people, eFoodsDirect.com, or give them a call today at 1-800-409-5633. And then at the same time, don't forget the vitamin company, New Vitality, Aloe Colon Cleanse. The Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse, aloe vera just totally flushes your guts out. Such a big part of health and detox and weight loss is flushing out your GI tract from all the horrible stuff we eat. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. And they just have the main line, well-known documented stuff, none of the quack stuff. Like Super Beta Prostate, a combination of well-known herbs to shrink the prostate to give it health. A lot of research on this, 1-800-569-4056. 56. And don't forget Interfood, ladies and gentlemen. They got healthy coffees, healthy cocos, enerfood.com. Go to Infowars.com and get 10% off. 10% off when you link through at the banner to InnerHealth Botanicals and Infowars.com. When you go to that subpage and order in bulk, which isn't that much, you get 20% on top of that. Give them a call and also get that discount by telling them Alex Jones sent you at 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or innerfood.com. Just amazing. It's 20 superfoods like spirulina, corella, wheatgrass, barley grass, kelp, Dulse, just in there. It just 100% absorption. 1-866-762-9238 or innerfood.com. I use it every day. Final segment straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back, and we will launch into just the very end of Jesse Ventura, where he started talking about 9/11, and then we're going to come back and air the whole interview when the show restarts, and that's only in about 8 minutes at Infowars.com on the web.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
All right, it's the final segment. Huge news-making interview with Jesse Ventura. He came out and said he thinks they'll probably assassinate Barack Obama. He went totally public and said he believes 9/11 is a total inside job, not just that bin Laden was involved, but the government was involved. Now he just says the government did it. He's researched it. He also talked about how he was censored by MSNBC and how his book was censored by 20-plus publishers. He was on at the very start of the show. He came in hot. We call that coming in hot. In radio, military term, I mean, just coming in with your big guess immediately. We're going to play like 3 minutes here at the end of some of his 9/11 comments. He said a lot more. He talked about it for 15 minutes. That is coming up right now. We're going to play a few minutes from the interview. Then the show's going to end. You got to go to InfoWars.com to those streams. You got to go to InfoWars.com where we restream, reloop the show. And then there'll be articles by Paul Watson and Kurt Nimmo. Get them out to everybody. They're up there right now. We'll be right back. God bless you all. Governor Ventura, you've got the floor. Give us your take on 9/11.
Well, first of all, Alex, let me state this. You know, being ex-military, when the attack initially took place and I was governor, I went on a very focused tunnel vision mode that our country had been attacked and what the hell do we need to do to repel it. So I today kick myself because at that point in time I had a position of power, and if I would have, you know, not been the way I was, the way all of us were so shocked when it happened, that in that position of power, I could have raised a lot more questions at that time about the things that went down that day, and where today, when I raise those questions, naturally, it doesn't quite have the impact that it would have had back then. But to me, it's questions that are not being answered and haven't been answered about 9/11. And, you know, first and foremost, I think, is the fact that, okay, in New York City and Manhattan, two planes struck two buildings. We'll all be in agreement on that, I think. But how is it that a third building fell 5 hours later? You know, what they call World Trade Center Building Number 7. And for people that think, well, it was just a smaller building, it was 51 stories high, which, of course, in Manhattan probably isn't that big of a building. But if you were to move that building to Austin, Texas, or to Minneapolis, Minnesota, it would be a huge building.
It's the biggest.
How could this building just implode into its own footprint 5 hours later? That's my first question. The 9/11 Commission never even brought it up. They didn't devote even one page to that in their big volume of investigation. Number two, how could those buildings fall at the speed of gravity? You know, if you put a stopwatch on them, both of those World Trade Center buildings were on the ground in 10 seconds. How can that be? If you took a billiard ball and dropped it from the height of the World Trade Center in a vacuum, it would hit the ground in 9.3 seconds. And if you took that same billiard ball and dropped it 10 stories at a time and merely stopped it and started it, it would take 30 seconds. If you dropped it every floor of the World Trade Center to the ground, simply stopping and starting it on gravity, it would take over 100 seconds to reach the ground.
Amazing.
and yet they're telling us that, and I could go on now after studying it, the planes hit the building, okay, jet fuel is 4/5 kerosene, which is not a hot burning fuel, and they want us to believe that it melted these steel structured girders and caused these buildings to pancake, collapse to the ground. I was on the site within 2 weeks after it happened, and I saw none of these pancakes. Wouldn't they all be piled up in a huge mass on the ground? And yet everything was blown into dust.
Aerosolized.
You know, and when you look at it from that aspect, it, none of it makes any sense. If you apply common sense again to it, it does not make any sense. Never before in the annals of history has a fire caused a steel-structured building to fall to the ground.
Governor Ventura,
did.
As the way, yeah, three of them did. Governor Ventura, stay with us. 70-second break. We're coming right back to you, coming in hot. And as a underwater demolitions expert, I want to get your take on explosives. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You are listening to GCN.
Are you worried about your credit card debt? Sky-high interest rates?